All right, finished up here in Napa, and now we're going to go down to Oxnard for a couple of days, get a chance to work against the Cowboys. We're excited about that opportunity, and then we'll be back in Alameda after that. So no more wine tasting tours for you guys, all right?
What are the main things that you want to get accomplished between now and the regular season? What couldn't you get finished up here?
Well, really, we got a lot of good work done here, and I like where we're at. You know, we're still in training camp mode, going down to Oxnard and practicing against the Cowboys for a couple of days. I think that'll be great for our football team, get a chance to go against somebody else for a change. You know, and then we've got the second preseason game, home opener against Detroit. And then we'll get into kind of a regular season mode when we get into the Green Bay week. So we've gotten a lot of accomplished. We still got, you know, a lot of things that we got to get better at. But I like the direction we're headed.
Will any of the practices with the Cowboys be full gear?
It'll be full pads.
All three practices.
Yeah, it'll be full pads. We're going two practices against the Cowboys, but they'll be full pads. I'll get you the schedule.
What's the message, Dennis, when you go down? I mean, take care of yourselves, be mindful, don't do anything stupid. I mean, you don't want them to fight, but you want them to compete. I mean,
the message is that we got to treat it like a game, and we got to go out there and compete. Now, I won't be tackling live to the ground or anything like that, but you know, we're going there to compete and try to get better as a football team.
Kind of a two-parter. Has Latavius separated himself as the clear-cut number three back, and can he push for a larger role in the run game this season?
Well, I'll say this. I'll say I like where he's at right now. I like what I saw in the game the other day. You know, if he continues to improve like he has, there certainly will be a role for him on this team.
Have you been surprised what you've seen, or that's you're getting from him?
No, you know what? I mean, that's one of the things that we saw when we drafted him. We liked him. Unfortunately, last year he had the injury issues and wasn't able to play. So I like where he's at. I like the direction he's headed. And hopefully he'll continue to improve.
You're spending less time up here than you have in the past. Do you feel like you got everything done that you hoped to in terms of, you know, the bonding, the being together, like while you were in Napa?
Yeah, no, I think we got a lot accomplished here. You know, I thought it was important for us to get an opportunity to work against another team. So going down to Oxnard will be good for us. Again, we're still in training camp mode. Okay. I feel good about what we've been able to accomplish here.
Seems like Keith McGill was taking some first-team snaps in the nickel package. Is that a sign that you're seeing some growth out of him, or why?
No, I mean, I think it's, you know, Chimney's knee still bothering him a little bit. We decided to hold him out. He went through individual, wasn't quite ready to go. So, you know, we held him out of practice, and that was an opportunity for Keith to get in there in the nickel situations and work with the one some. And, you know, we haven't had an opportunity to see a lot of him.
Yeah.
So he's a guy that you know, obviously we felt highly of coming out in the draft and want to get an opportunity to look at him.
Any more, guys?
Actually, yes. Sorry. Just with his size, just what type of advantage that presents maybe that the other guys don't have?
Yeah, I think, you know, he brings a little something different than maybe what some of the other backs have, and that he is a big physical runner. You know, I think he does a good job of understanding what we're trying to do in the run game, where we're trying to put the ball. And then when there's not a whole lot there, he has the ability to get down behind his pads and push the pile a little bit. So, again, you know, I like what we have in him, and hopefully he'll continue to improve.